So hello again, Audio Boo. Ian McKendrick again. Sorry about that. We got cut off a bit short. I didn't realise that was we'd hit our 5-minute limit. But we're going to carry on now with the three pearls of wisdom from Adrian Wright of Cicoda Risk Management. So three pearls of wisdom are...
Thanks, Ian. Three pearls of wisdom for me certainly would be, number one would be that an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. If there's anything you can do for low cost that's going to prevent a future incident, think about it and do it now. So you can do all sorts of things. And if you can't actually prevent something, then you can certainly put into measures so that if something does go wrong, then you can sort it out with minimum cost. So think about small preventative things that you can do right now that will actually stop something larger happening further down the road.
Brilliant.
So this is a bit of planning stuff. Second thing really is along the employee awareness part. As I said earlier on, that employees are your biggest benefit, but they can also be your largest vulnerability. So dealing with the employee side is really around awareness. Make them aware of what they need to be doing. Make them aware of the risks if they get something wrong and they don't follow the right procedures. So, you know, things like look after your password, don't proliferate sensitive customer information or employee information, all that good stuff around making employees aware of what they should be doing and certainly what they should not be doing. And that includes misusing social networking sites, misusing email, misusing anything to do with the company information systems.
Brilliant.
And last but not least, I think really we live in a world dominated by new and emerging legislation. We've got laws for this and laws for that. We've got data protection, health and safety, things around the use of the internet. So take a look at what regulations and rules apply to your business, particularly if you're in a regulated sector.
Right.
And work out what controls you need to put in place. Some of them may be necessary for you to continue to conduct business. Some of them may take the right to do business away if you breach those regulations or don't have the right controls in place. In the last week or so, we've seen huge fines going out from the Financial Services Authority for breaches by companies of those rules. So you don't want that. It will certainly take a small business out of business, and even larger businesses, it will give them a bad reputation.
Yeah.
So keep track of emerging legislation. Make sure you're tracking the things that will affect you and the things you need to avoid falling foul of those regulations. And that really is my three golden points.
Oh, that's absolutely brilliant, Adrian. Thank you very much indeed. Audio Boo, Ian McKendrick, over and out.